F off back to Russia.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, it is just now the top of the hour here on 83 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul, and this is a show called Viva La Mock. So if it is a Friday night, if it's a Friday night, which good chance of that, it's midnight. If it's a Tuesday afternoon and my encore presentation of my show is happening, it's 5. It's 5 o'clock. But either way, it's at this time. I do a thing called the Midnight Mock. I take a word, performer, artist, and play some tribute songs. Songs about it, songs that fit within what I call the mock. Before I get into this mock, because you are anxiously awaiting me to do that, I want to remind you that Attic Records joined you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae and hip-hop to doo-wop and all the stops in between. They're family owned and operated. They actually pay for quality used records and CDs. The good news is no collection's too big, no collection is too small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them up at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. So tonight, and this afternoon, it is a UFO mock. And I'm not talking about the band UFO. So for like three of you, sorry, I am not talking about the band UFO. I am talking about UFOs, those unidentified flying objects we see out in the world. Because today is World UFO Day. It's one of two World UFO Days. There's one on June, I think it's 24th, and then there's a July 2nd World UFO Day, because I believe the July 2nd one marks the crash out at Roswell that people noticed and the whole UFO thing started. So you know what? The Mockster, I have arranged, I think I've got 10 songs. I've got at least two sets of music that I'm going to do of UFO songs. And what are those songs? Songs with UFO in the title. So that is what the mock is tonight. I appreciate you listening, because you know what? I'm starting off the mock with the Eels. I am starting off the mock with the Eels.
Saw a UFO in the sky last night. Made me wonder if everything's gonna be alright. Searching the skyline for a little light. Thank you.
happiness with telescopes. Well, I've been face to face with what my future brings. The reels, they turn recording, blips and pings through the white noise and distortion. There's a message I can feel. Just give me one sign that you're real. An orange glow, some blinking lights. Don't know how most folks spend their Friday nights. Well, I've seen evidence no one would dare dispute. Witness accounts make up my life's pursuit. And in those photos, there's a sadness and a message I can feel. Just give me one sign that you're real. Please give me one sign that you're real.
Sun and steel. 50s movies, the women squeal. There's no direction home, she pleads. She called me against the trees. I was home, I thought my life could start. She was not like the other girl. Pigeon saw. I'd rather be dead than fool around here anymore. She was all courage, geometric face, electric skin, plastic and lace, silver hair and trapeze on her flares. I was so in love with her lavender mess. She was not like the other girls. I was born under a star.
Adrian Belew wrapping up a mock from his Young Lions album. Not wrapping up a mock, just wrapping up a set of music. Wow, the mockster's losing it. He is losing it. Well, he lost it years ago, but Adrian Belew with Looking for a UFO here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Why? Because I'm looking for a UFO, because today is World UFO Day, one of two World UFO Days. There's one in June and one in July. The July one commemorates what is the supposed date, the anniversary of the date of the crash of whatever happened at Roswell. So I figured, you know what? Instead of going into the 4th of July, I am doing a UFO mock, and we're halfway through it. Yes, I'm there. We're there. It's 20 minutes into the hour, and let's see what we already played. Before the Adrian Belew, how about David Bowie? David Bowie doing Born in a UFO. How about some Guided by Voices? Yeah, Class Clown spots a UFO. Tully Craft in there as well with The Lonely Life of the UFO Researcher. And start off the entire set, that first set. There's another set, that first set from the Eels, from an album they put out called Useless Trinkets, which was B-sides, soundtracks, rarities, and unreleases. That was one of the unreleases, a song called Saw a UFO. Speaking of seeing a UFO, have you seen a UFO? Have you? I know I have. I have. And then I later found out it was maneuvers of an Air Force base in Florida. But that, I thought it was UFO, like the way it looked. And then we realized, whatever, I digress. It is World UFO Day. I am the Mockster. I am playing songs for you. Already wrapped up the first half of the mock. Let's do another half. Let's do a second half, because you can't have a first half without a second half. You can't have a mock. Apparently, you can't have a mock without Mojo Nixon.
Truck driving, car buckle, but it ears. Let me tell ya, way out past Mozzie, no speed limit. Said he owns a space truck, he don't rent it. And his back was aching, could he somewhere get him a massage? Let me out.
That is the band Hookers. Still is the band Hookers. Just when you're like, hey, dude, are you guys done? No. They're like, this is UFO. What are you talking about? There it is. Note now. Trying again. I'm just trying to end the song. I'm just trying to have them end the song so that I can tell you what the song was. I'm trying. It's my job. There it is. I'm talking about Hookers here on the Viva La Mock radio program, wrapping up a set of music that was doing a mock for. It is World UFO Day today. And as I mentioned, it's on July 2nd to commemorate the crash at Roswell. In fact, they say World UFO Day is an awareness day for people to gather together and watch the skies for UFOs. So look outside. Maybe you'll see one. Maybe. That mock took, I should tell you the songs in that mock. I mean, goodness, Moxer, come on, get back on the ball here. So that was Hookers doing a UFO cover. So, yes, I did throw a UFO cover in there. I threw a curveball at the L. That was Hookers doing a Rock Bottom. Before that, the Ramones from their Brain Drain album gave a 00 UFO. Played some Screeching Weasel in there with I Believe in UFOs. Husker Du went back to New Day Rising for books about UFOs. Told you, Husker Du songs are making two appearances in the program tonight, and the immortal Mojo Nixon started off that set of music with UFOs, Big Rigs, and Barbecues. That gets us to where we are now, which is about 41 minutes past the hour. Yeah, we've got 19 minutes left, so I've got to squeeze at least, let's say, one more. I think that's probably what it'll end up being, is like one more good set of music in that I've got all queued up and ready for you. But before I get to that, I haven't reminded you that Speck Brothers, not just the brothers themselves, but their pizza. So not even them, their pizza. Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. You can find them. They're located on Penn Avenue in Garfield. For more information, you can call them up at 412-362-SPAK or visit them online at speckbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725, speakbrothers.com. And don't forget, if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can always send us an email at pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Let's get into that last set of music I was talking about. I've had this one queued up for a while. We've gone all over the board because that's what the Moxer does. He goes, I was going acoustic, I went punk rock. Well, I haven't gotten overly twangy, have I? I've kind of gotten semi-twangy, but let's do a good country set. And what better way of doing a country set than kicking it off with the Man in Black, paying tribute to James Garfield, our president, who was shot literally 140 years ago today.
Mr. Garfield been shot down, shot down, shot down. Mr. Garfield been shot down low.
Me and my brother was down close to the depot when I heard the report of a pistol. My brother run out and come back in all excited, and I said, what was it? And he said, it was a report of a pistol. And then he said, Mr. Garfield been shot down, shot down, shot down. Mr. Garfield been shot down low. Lord, I knew the president was supposed to be at the depot that day, and we just wouldn't believe that he was shot. But we'd run over there, and there were so many folks around that we couldn't see him. But some lady was standing there crying, and I said, ma'am, what was it that happened, ma'am? And she said, Mr. Garfield been shot down, shot down, shot down. Mr. Garfield been shot down low. Well, everybody drifted off towards home finally, and they looked like they felt about as bad as I did. But in a few weeks, I heard that the president was still alive, and I told my brother, I said, let's get on that train and go to where he's laid up hurt. Well, when we got to his big house up there, I asked the fella, I said, who was it that did it? Who was it that shot the president? And he said, it was Charlie Gatto that shot Mr. Garfield. And I said, Charlie Gatto done shot down a good man, good man. Charlie Gatto done shot down a good man low. I heard some fella there that had been in the house to see the president, and I sidled up to him to listen to what he was telling, and he said, Mrs. Lucretia Garfield was always at his side in the heat of the day, fanning him when he was hot. He said that just that day, the president said to Miss Lucretia, he said, Crete, honey, he called her Crete. Said, if something worse happens to me, after a while, you get yourself a good man. And Miss Lucretia said, James, she called him James. She said, I won't hear to that now. Said, I love you too much. But he said, you'll make some good man a good wife, good wife. You'll make some good, good, good wife.
Don't put in single harness all your life, good gal. Don't put in single harness all your life.
That's what he said, don't pull in single harness all your life. Well, a few days later, I come back to where the president was resting. And it seems everybody was crying. The flag was hanging halfway up the flagpole in front of the house. And everybody looked so sad. And I asked the soldier boy there, I said, is Mr. Garfield here? And he said, yeah, he's gone.
Gonna lay him in that cold, lonesome ground down low. Gonna lay him in that cold, lonesome ground. Well, they laid the president by that.
Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, oh, gal, and you cry and moan and say it will work out. But, honey, child, I've got my doubt. You can't see the forest for the trees. And, gal, now go. It's not that I knock it, it's just that I am on the market for a girl who wants to love only me. Yes, and I ain't saying you ain't pretty. All I'm saying is I'm not ready for any person, place, or thing to try and pull the reins in on me. So goodbye, I will leave, and I see no sense for this crying and grieving. We'll both live a lot longer if you live without me. Every time you make eyes at me, it's true, gal, and you cry funny child. I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. And gal, don't get me wrong, it's not that I knock it, it's just that I am not in the market for a girl who wants to love only me. Yes, and I ain't saying you ain't pretty. All I'm saying is I'm not ready for any person, place or thing to try and pull the reins in on me. So goodbye, I will leave, and I see no sense for this crying and grieving. We'll both live a lot longer if you live without me.
I can almost hear the stillness as it yields to the sound of your heart beating. Bum, bum, bum. And I can almost hear the echo of the thoughts that I know you must be thinking. Bum, bum, bum. And I can feel your body tremble as you wonder what this moment holds in store. Bum, bum, bum. And as I put my arms around you, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know what I'm saying as my trembling fingers touch forbidden places. Bum, bum, bum. I only know I've waited for so long for the chance that we are taking. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know and I don't care what made you tell him you don't love him anymore. Bum, bum, bum. And as I taste your tender kisses, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. And as I take the love you're giving, I can feel tension building in your mind.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
And you're wondering if tomorrow I'll still love you like I'm loving you tonight.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
You have no way of knowing, but tonight will only make me love you more. And I hope that you'll believe me, 'cause I know you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
You are listening to WRCT's Friday Extravaganza, Viva Le Mac, where the time is exactly 66 minutes past 42 o'clock MST, Mach Standard Time. That chime reminds me that I should invite you to listen to the most eclectic folk radio show in Pittsburgh, WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. I'm your host, Mando Richard, and I play everything from Merle Haggard to Michael Doucette to the Mavericks to Maurice Chevalier. Tune in to Whiskey Before Breakfast Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and streaming from WRCT.org. And now, back to your regularly scheduled Mockcast.
Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you, Louise.
Well, get your motor running. Head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes my way.
Did I not tell you that Dave Alvin would make a second appearance in my program? Yeah, that's him performing with the Knitters, doing Steppenwolf's Born to be Wild. Would you believe Hermann Hesse, who wrote the novel Steppenwolf back in, I think it was like 1927, from which the band took their name. He was actually born, now it's yesterday, but July 2nd, 1877. Before that, how about some Conway Twitty from 1973? That song was released 48 years ago yesterday. You've never been this far before, which is kind of a really, really creepy song. And it's also creepy to know that it was the song of the year. It was the song of the year back in 1973. Some Greenbrier Boys. Greenbrier Boys doing the first version. Michael Nesmith of the Monkees wrote it. The Stone Ponies had a small hit out of it, but different drum. That was the original version. Ralph Rinsler of the Greenbrier Boys died back in 1994 on July 2nd. He was a mandolin player, if you were unaware of that. And one thing, you know what I didn't know and I learned about the Greenbrier Boys as I was kind of doing some research, Eric Weisberg, who passed away a year ago in March at the age of 80. Eric Weisberg, you may know from Dueling Banjos. That was like the big hit he had. Well, he was an original member of the Greenbrier Boys, but never actually recorded anything with them before he had left the band. And then the man in black himself, Johnny Cash, starting off the entire set with his version of Mr. Garfield, who was shot 140 years ago. That is yesterday as well. Those were all yesterday things. I just couldn't squeeze in. And, of course, if you're listening to my Tuesday Encore edition, that was like 4 days ago now. But, you know, it is what it is, and that's what it is. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mach. A couple little pieces of business I need to get to before we wrap up the program as we are putting a big bow on it as you are listening. Oh, I should tell you before I get to that, my background music for the duration of the evening, if you've been able to hear it, has actually been U2's song, 4th of July. So I've just, what the heck, put that on repeat and throw it in the background as we're just hanging out doing things. So between your job, your family, and other demands on your time, you know what? Life can get pretty busy. So you should actually take time for yourself, and you should schedule an eye exam today. You might be surprised to see what you've been missing. For more information, you can go to nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. This message is brought to you by the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health, and, of course, your good friends here at WRCT. Don't forget, you can go to our schedule. You can go to wrct.org and see my entire playlist. So if you missed a song, if you're listening on Friday, you're like, oh, man, I missed that. Guess what? Catch me Tuesdays from 2 to 6 here on 88.3 FM. And if you've got a suggestion for a future request, wrctrequest@gmail.com is the email. Thanks for... If you're talking, they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So, talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you.
You can do it if you try. Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's dark in here, and the walls are closing in. I struck my last match. Let it burn down till it bit my fingertips. And I remember the light, just a flash and then an ember. And a whisper of smoke curling up into the air. It's dark in here, and the air is getting thin. My canary sang his last song, a pretty little tune. It echoes on and on and on inside my ear. Was a song of hope. Was was a song of redemption. And that little yellow bird, with his last dying word, he sang forgiveness. And I'm sorry that I spent our time hiding underground, but something always pulls me down here. This familiar, deep, dark cavern keep repeating the same pattern. You above and me below, I say goodbye before I go with my last breath. At last I see the light.